Hello, everyone. Welcome into another edition of Adventures in Jazz here on KTXK. My name is Frank Miller, and I'm here with you for the next 3 hours as we broadcast from the Patterson-Troike Media Center here on the campus of Texarkana College. We've got 3 hours of great jazz for you, and in this first half hour, I've got a few new releases coming up. In the second half hour, we'll be continuing on with the 50 Greatest Jazz Guitarists, a series that I put together a few years ago. And then in hour three, I've got a few assorted jazz cuts for you. Well, we're going to get started on our program today with a new release. This is the number one selection on Jazz Week's poll of jazz CDs that are getting radio airplay around the country. It's from a very fine drummer and composer. His name is Snorri Kirk. The title of his CD is called Top Dog. And Top Dog is an original CD by Snorri Kirk. All 10 compositions on this new album, his seventh, are by Kirk and retain initial influences. Those are particularly of Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges. Well, the song that I've picked off of Top Dog, which is once again the number one CD on Jazz Week's poll, we're going to hear a song called Working the Night Shift. Here's Snorri Kirk, his latest release, Top Dog. Thank you. Yeah, I hope that got your toes tapping. That's an original composition by Snorri Kirk, the Copenhagen-based drummer and composer, and that was called Working the Night Shift. Well, we turn to another new release that came in a few weeks ago from our friends at Kate Smith Promotions. This is from a very fine trumpeter. His name is Alan Denard, and the title of his CD is called Flashback. Flashback is a series of original compositions composed by Denard that capture vivid evocations from his upbringing as well as recent recollections from his young adulthood, including memories from life-altering occurrences such as the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the global protests that spurred in May 2020 due to the Minneapolis police incident with 46-year-old George Floyd. Denard's involvement as an organizer within the political organization Detroit Will Breathe, the organization that started the George Floyd protests, has also influenced the way he conceptualized, developed, and constructed the album as a whole. Well, the song I picked off of Flashback is an original by Alan Denard. It's called The Oasis. Thank you. That was trumpeter Alan Dennard from his latest release called Flashback, and that was an original song called The Oasis. We turn now to a new release from pianist Monty Alexander. The title of his CD is called D-Day. And D-Day is a studio recording by Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander and his trio. It was inspired by the Normandy landings, and it contains compositions from this wartime. Well, this June 6, 2024, will mark the 80th anniversary of the Normandy landings. It's also the day the Grammy-nominated pianist Monty Alexander turns 80, a highly symbolic historical concordance with the great musician naturally embraces, since the name he was given pays homage to General Montgomery, the famous liberator. The album D-Day is the fruit of intertwining friendships and artistic collusions often observed between Monty Alexander, the French touring agency VO Music, and the label Pee-Wee. It contains a number of iconic compositions written in wartime and original tracks. Well, let's jump in and listen to the number I picked off of this. It's called VE Swing. Once again, this is Monty Alexander, the great pianist from his latest release, D-Day. That's the great sound of Monty Alexander from his latest release called D-Day. Monty is a very fine pianist and composer who's been on the scene for many, many years. That last song was called V.E. Swing, and we'll be playing more from that. That comes in towards the top of the new Jazz Week poll. Anyway, we're going to continue on. We have one more song left for this half hour, and we're going to turn to another very fine trumpeter. His name is Jeremy Pelt. This is his latest release called Tomorrow's Another Day. And the title of the song is Amma Is Here. Tomorrow's Another Day may be trumpeter and composer Jeremy Pelt's most experimental recording to date, with greater emphasis on the dynamic aspects of the sound. This thought-provoking record gets a huge lift from the participation of drummer technologist Dintani Spark. Pelt's newest band features Jalen Baker on the vibes, Wince on the guitar, Leighton McKinley Harrell on the bass, and Alan Medarn on the drums. The ensemble seamlessly works together to produce a unique galaxy of sounds which have the ability to evoke gritty scenes that pulse with primal energy or surge transcendently skyward. Well, the song I picked off of Jeremy's new release called Tomorrow's Another Day, as I said earlier, this is a song called Amma Is Here. Thank you. Another great recording from a very fine trumpeter. His name is Jeremy Pelt, and that was a song called Amma Is Here. It's from his latest release called Tomorrow's Another Day. You're listening to Adventures in Jazz here on KTXK as we broadcast from the Patterson-Truckee Media Center and Studios located on the campus of Texarkana College in Texarkana, Texas. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue on with the 50 greatest jazz guitarists of all time. I started this series last week. We're continuing this week, and it'll go on for another couple more weeks with some great guitarists played in every show. We're back with more music right after this.